Let's do the birthday scam.
Renee has been accessing her ex-boyfriend's voicemail, so we'll call from the phone company. Listen to her deny this, too.
Hello?
Hi, Renee. My name is Robert, and I'm calling from... I'm in the investigation department. How are you today?
Fine.
I'm calling about a gentleman named Mark, whom I guess you know, asked us to check into a problem he's had with his voicemail service. He felt that someone was accessing his voicemail account, and we ran a tracer and traced it back to your phone number.
Well, there's only one other person that lives at my phone number.
He said he felt that was probably you, since you were his ex.
Well, I wouldn't do that because I don't know how to check his messages.
Look, we traced it to your number, so there's no point in denying it.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that I'm doing something that you don't know if I'm doing or not?
We've traced it.
I have not checked his messages.
You're his ex-girlfriend or fiancé or whatever. And
we have not been together for over 4 years.
And he feels that you're purposely, vindictively checking his messages.
Okay.
You know, after 4 years, it seems like you'd be willing to let go.
Okay, are you getting into my personal business? I am engaged to somebody and have been for some time. So, yeah, I am over it. Thank you very much.
I'm getting into your personal business because you have invaded his personal privacy. There are stalking laws. I mean, maybe you're a stalker.
And maybe you're insane. Calling me, threatening me, telling me I'm a stalker?
Hey, I'm not the guy you want to mess with.
Okay, well, I don't think you want to mess with me either. You're calling me, telling me that I'm a stalker?
So you're engaged to someone new is what you're saying?
Yes, and have been for some time, which is also none of your business.
Uh-huh, and do you check his messages too?
I check my own messages, thank you very much.
Well, I have a little news for you. I listened in on some of your phone conversations.
Oh, really?
Which we frankly can do legally anytime we want because we're the phone company.
Okay, congratulations. You know all about me and my boring little life.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not so
That's
boring.
Wonderful.
Now, there is an alternative to this. I don't necessarily have to hand it over to the authorities if you're willing to work with me.
What are you asking me?
Let's say that you and I have a little late-night phone conversation.
What is your point?
I call your phone. You answer from your bed, maybe a little heavy breathing.
I think you have a mental problem.
Oh, Renee. Oh. Whoa.
Do you have some kind of mental problem?
No, but I know that you're having a birthday.
Who is this?
Dean and Raj.
You sick son of a bitch.
It's all a joke. This is
something. Jody, you're dead.
Yeah, Jody thought of that. She wanted us to call you and do the little joke on you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I got your heavy breathing.
Now it's a little too late for that.